Welcome to the PatchStack Weekly Security Update. This is episode 56, and this update is for week 4 of 2023. This week's knowledge share is for developers and site owners alike. I will be discussing how open source projects, and really any code-based project, can show, not just tell, their users that their project's code is secure and safe to use. In this week's vulnerability roundup, I will share details about 3 high-risk security bugs in WordPress components, of which 2 received patches and 1 went without. Now, onto this week's knowledge share, where I will continue the trend of the past few weeks, all about New Year's security resolutions. This week's New Year's resolution is how developers and project owners can prove their project is secure and safe to use. If you're not a developer, stick around. You may just learn what to look for in a project that is actually serious about handling security and is willing to prove it. As in previous New Year's resolutions episodes, I will share a recommended checklist of items to look for or do, or as I prefer to say, how to prove that a project has a mature security model. So let's get started. The first thing to look for is, do they have a history of security releases? This may sound a little counterintuitive at first. You're trying to look for a project that has a lot of security-based releases. This is a good thing because a project with a regular history of security fixes is showing you evidence that they have active security-related development and improvements. If a project has 0 security-related patches, I don't think that means that it's security bug-free. It might just mean the opposite. To find out security release information, you need to know where to look. So where can you review or publish the project's security releases? That would be best done in your project's changelogs. Developers, you should always include details about releases in the changelogs, especially security releases. Site owners, you may also want to cross-reference a third party, like a public vulnerability database, to confirm if there really is no security bugs in the product, or if they simply are omitting security details when they release a new release in the changelogs. Another counterintuitive idea is to maybe look for a release with multiple security patches. Those may be another good sign. It may mean that project paid a third party to perform a security audit, and then they made a bunch of fixes in a single release just to improve the security of their code base. If you spot no security releases in a project's changelogs, but there is a publicly reported security bug, such as in the PatchStack database, you may have found a project whose developer is not comfortable communicating security issues with their users, which leads me to my next recommendation. Does the project communicate security issues? Developers write the patches and code, but a site is not secure until that patch is applied. That's why it's so important for a developer to inform their users that an update includes a security patch. This communication can take place in a few places. Most commonly, like I just mentioned, the project's changelog is the first place to look. This is how site owners prioritize that update is available notification to find out if it needs to be performed next week, if it's mostly just features, or if it needs to be done immediately, such as in a security release. In addition to changelogs, many open source projects have a dedicated security section in their blog. If a project has a security feed that I can subscribe to via RSS, then that's simply the best. I will pipe that feed right into my company's Slack or email list or anything, and I will just make sure I never miss an important security release for a project that I depend on. Now, on to the final recommendation. Does the project have a vulnerability disclosure policy? Vulnerability disclosure policies are a formal document describing how to report security issues to a project. I talked about what makes a good vulnerability disclosure policy last year in the PatchStack Weeklies. I think it's episode number 5. This year, PatchStack is making setting up a vulnerability disclosure policy page a whole lot easier with our new Managed Vulnerability Disclosure Policy program. If you're a developer, I recommend you communicate to security researchers how to report security bugs to your project. If you lack a vulnerability disclosure policy, then you might get reports in unexpected places, maybe even a public support forum. So Check out the Managed Vulnerability Disclosure Policy by PatchTech. In conclusion, these 3 points, having a history of security releases, communicating security, and a vulnerability disclosure policy, are not just recommendations. They are how mature open source projects already approach security. You need not look far for an example, as WordPress itself has all 3. Now, on to this week's vulnerability roundup. Starting with the popular Enable Media Replace plugin. And I do mean popular. It has over 600,000 installations. Well, the developers for Enable Media Replace addressed a security bug which could have allowed users with author or higher roles the ability to upload arbitrary files. It is recommended to patch this as soon as you can if your site allows many people to sign up for author accounts. Next up is 2 patches by the main WP developers. First, with the main WP file uploader extension, they released a patch to address an unauthenticated file upload security bug. Users of the main WP file uploader extension are strongly encouraged to update as soon as they can. Next up is main WP's link manager extension. In light of this object injection security bug being reported in the main WP links manager extension plugin, MainWP retired the plugin. It is recommended that if your websites use MainWP Links Manager extension, that you find a replacement as soon as you can. This week included multiple vulnerabilities affecting various MainWP plugins, of which we have a whole blog post explaining each plugin's patched security bug and those plugins which were retired. If your website uses any MainWP components, then I highly recommend you check out our blog for more details, or at least check your site for updates and verify that the components have not been retired. Now on to this week's thanks and appreciation, where a thank you goes out to the developers of Enable Media Replace, namely ShortPixel, as well as the developers over at MainWP for providing an extensive number of security releases recently. A special thank you goes out to all of the developers out there who don't just say they take security seriously, but actually do. With clear communication about security releases, regular security updates, and a vulnerability disclosure policy, that's how you prove that you walk the walk and not just talk the talk. I will be back next week with more security tips, tricks, opinions, and news on the PatchTech Weekly Security Update. Thank you.